Warning, this podcast will be the single most cringy out of all the classes, but please, bear with me. Hello everyone, this is Jackson from Prank Call Comedians. Today I'm going to be giving tips on how to prank call. I will also talk about what is appropriate and what is not. To start this off, I'm going to give you some prank call ideas that are funny and that always end with the best reactions. On to the first idea. For the first idea, you can do the Mr. and Mrs. Wall prank. This is how it goes. Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No, he is not.
Okay, what about Mrs. Wall?
No, she isn't either.
Well, that's weird. Who's holding up your ceiling then? This prank always gets people and makes them laugh. Now on to the second idea. For the second idea, this one is called the 31 flavors prank. Basically, you tell someone if they can say 31 flavors in 30 seconds, they will win a trip to Hawaii. You'll either get someone who will actually try to do it, or someone who is just clueless then hangs up. This is how it goes.
Hi, this is Jared from 31 flavors. If you can say 31 flavors in 30 seconds, you will win a trip to Hawaii.
Who is this? Okay, bye. This one gets the most clueless reactions, which is always the best. Now on to the third. For the third prank call idea, you can do the one that is called the Why'd You Hang Up On Me prank call, which is my personal favorite. How it goes is you call someone and pretend to cry, then you ask, why'd you hang up on me? Just like the one before, you either get people who care or people who just hang up. This one is all about acting. This is how it goes.
Why would you hang up on me, Sarah? I loved you.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Do I sound okay? Sarah?
This isn't Sarah.
What? It isn't?
No, it isn't. I'm so sorry. Then you hang up. You don't get to hear them laugh, but you do get really funny reactions. Now on to the fourth. For the fourth prank, you can ask someone if they want to confirm their order for exotic Mexican dancers. This one you always get people who are clueless, which is so funny. You can add an accent to make it even funnier. This is how it goes. Hola, would you like to confirm your order on Mexican dancers? What? Who is this? This is Monique from Mexican Dancers Association, you know? Who actually is this? Oh, it's a prank call. Haha. Oh, nice one. I was so confused. As you can see, this one is very funny and very easy to do. Now on to the fifth. The fifth idea is very easy to do. You just ask random hilarious questions to make people laugh. This is the easiest out of the eight ideas. This is how it goes.
Hi, are you still selling your pink llama that has a fedora made out of popsicle sticks?
What are you talking about?
Haha, pranked!
Then hang up and laugh with all your friends, but make sure the questions you do ask during that call are not offensive. Now onto the sixth idea. The sixth idea is one that pretty much everyone knows. The typical pizza prank, where you ask for a very bizarre pizza. The workers always get confused and it's hilarious. This is how it goes.
Hello, this is Domino's Pizza. How may I help you?
Hi, could I get a fried frog tongue pizza?
Oh, make it a triangular too, please. I'm sorry, we don't have that.
What do you mean you don't have it?
Sir, I need you to calm down.
Time to go back to Alabama where they actually have good pizza.
Then laugh and hang up so they know that it was a prank call. This one is really fun to do with your friends, so try it out sometime. Now on to the seventh. For the seventh one, you can do the "Where do babies come from?" prank. This is so funny and gets the best reactions out of all these ideas. The best way to do it is in a baby voice, which makes it 2 times funnier, trust me. This is how it goes.
Hello? Oh, hello, who is this? My name's Timmy. I have a question.
Oh, okay, sweetheart.
Where do babies come from?
That is a question for your mama.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye, pumpkin. Then hang up and laugh. This prank is always funny and hysterical to hear the reactions. Now time for the last idea.
For the last idea, you can do the McDonald's Sad Meal prank. The reactions are priceless and make the prank call worth it. You just call your local McDonald's and ask for a Sad Meal. This is how it goes.
Hello, this is McDonald's. What would you like?
This item isn't on your menu for some reason, but I would like a Sad Meal.
A what?
A Sad Meal? I'm really sad right now.
Is this a prank call? Then just laugh and hang up. So that's the end of these funny and creative prank call ideas.
Next, we are going to be talking about prank call policy and how to make your prank calls not illegal. So now it's time to get into the prank call policy section of this podcast, which is very important. If you are planning on prank calling someone, make sure it's in a funny and fun manner. Do not prank call people to harass them or to prank in a harmful way. If anyone during a call gets offended, make sure to stop the prank and tell them it was a joke and that you're very sorry. Lots of people have been fined for harassing others or excessively prank calling the same person, which the prank call fines can be up to $10,000, which of course is in the case that you were sexually harassing someone, giving a death threat, bullying, or any other bad intention call. Just don't do it. Another bad thing to do when prank calling is to call the police. That could put you in huge trouble and put you through a huge painful process that you won't want to go through. So if you ever prank call, make sure you have good intentions and that you follow the policies. Just make it fun. So now it's time to get to the actual fun part of this, where I actually prank call someone, not planned at all, wink wink, nudge nudge. So for both my calls, I'm going to call my sister Michaela to demonstrate a funny prank call, then a bad prank call.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
My name's Timmy. I have a question.
Okay.
Where do babies come from?
I think that would be a great question for you to ask your parents or your guardian.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Hello?
Hola, would you like to confirm your order on Mexican dancers?
Excuse me? You're clearly not a true Latino. How
dare you make fun of my culture? This is basically cultural appropriation.
I'm so sorry. It was supposed to be a joke.
It's not funny. Do not make fun of other people's cultures. Do not make jokes at other people's expense. Hmm?
Okay, I'll never do it again. I'm so sorry.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye.
So notice during the second call that I make sure to apologize after offending the Hispanic woman, and I told her I would never do it again, making so it was not inappropriate.
I hope you all enjoy trying these out with your friends. Just make sure you are appropriate and that no one gets harassed, and that everyone involved has fun. Remember all the policies so you don't get fined, and never call the police. After that, just spread some laughter and have some fun. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. See you next time on Prank Call Comedians. We'll make you laugh.